Case number 12,919, South Star LP, seeks a special use exception for a concrete batch plant, sections 115-40 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located northwest of Coverdale Road. The 911 address is 20956 Coverdale Road. In Bridgeville, the zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 430, map 23, parcel 82.02. We have three letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. And staff would like to note, the Board of Adjustment has approved three previous special use exceptions at this location.
And I will note, for the board's benefit, I believe this is one that the board can approve for up to 5 years. Yep, I can swear them in now if you'd like, Mr. Fuqua. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Kyle Murray, 2410 Evergreen Way.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Fuqua.
For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm attorney at Georgetown to represent the applicant. I haven't appeared before you in a while now. I don't know why, but I'm sure you haven't missed me, but anyway. Oh, sure.
As was stated, this is an application for renewal of a special use exception that was approved for a concrete batching plant. There was an exhibit packet that was submitted with, contained some minutes of prior meetings and some photographs. Again, this application is to renew a special use exception for the plant. The plant's located on the northwest side of Coverdale Road. It's about a mile south of Route 18. As was just stated, this type of special use exception is one of those unique ones that is only, can be approved for a 5-year period and is required to be renewed if you want to continue doing it. This original application was approved in 2009 for Eddie Kay, who had a concrete plant there. That was for a period of 5 years. Mr. Kay had that renewed for additional 5-year period in 2014. Mr. Kay subsequently sold the operation and property to South Star LP, which is the applicant tonight. South Star is actually owned by Cheney Enterprises. South Star was approved for an additional 5-year period extension in 2019, which is currently valid through October 8th of this year, and that's why we're here now, anticipating the end coming up and to seek an additional renewal. So basically, what we're asking for is a 5-year renewal that would take effect at the expiration of the current approval. So that would run through October 8th, 2029. Like I said, I think it was stated, copies of the prior approvals are in the record. This actual use has been in operation since 2010. It took about a year originally to get the operation up and running. There are approximately 15 on-site employees, and the operation indirectly creates employment for about 15 other people who are truck drivers, people that remove things from it and deliver aggregate and things of that nature to the site. On average, there's about 10 to 12 concrete trucks that leave the site per day on average. The site is near Route 18 and Route 13, which, as you know, are major roads in Sussex County, and the site provides concrete to job sites throughout western and central Sussex County. The site has an earthen berm that's along the site road frontage that's vegetated, and that vegetation has matured and grown thicker since 2019. I enclosed in the exhibit packet some pictures of the entrance so you can see what it looked like in 2019 and what it looked like in 2023. And you can see it's just grown in more than it had been in 2019. The site, as you can see on the photograph that was up there, the site's unique in that the actual concrete plant only uses a small portion of the entire property, about 9 acres, and that site is surrounded by a large sand excavation site that was established back in the 1960s. The plant operates in compliance with the board's prior approvals and with Denrec's air quality permits and regulations. Kyle has informed me that they have received no complaints regarding the operation since we previously appeared before the board. Cheney Enterprises, the parent company, is an established and responsible company. They were founded in 1962. They operate over 60 concrete plants and related facilities in Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, the District of Columbia, and I understand just beginning right now, and also in North Carolina. The company also supports the county through sponsorships with the Delaware Special Olympics, the Delaware State Police, and Camp Barnes, Sussex Habitat for Humanity, as well as material donations to different community projects. As to the legal standard for a special use exception, the board has already found on three prior occasions that this use does not substantially affect adversely the uses of other properties in the area. Basically, since those prior hearings, this use hasn't changed. It's basically very similar to what was happening 5 years ago and 10 years ago. Again, the frontage is bermed and has vegetation. The plan, as I said, is surrounded by the sand excavation use. The business employs people, and it provides a needed commodity in the area for development and building. So for those reasons, the applicant would request the extension of its approval for this use through October 8th, 2029. And Kyle, would you confirm that everything I said is true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
It is.
Okay, and gentlemen, that's everything I have to present unless you have any questions.
Questions?
Is there any change in how you process anything? Has there been any major change in how what you do there?
Plant's the exact same infrastructure, equipment, everything.
Doing the same exact thing?
It's really, you know, as you probably know, it's just really a mixing operation where cement, water, and some type of aggregate, stones, pebbles, rocks are put together and then delivered by truck.
We've had these before where they've changed kind of the operation. I just wanted to make sure everything's okay. The same.
Yep.
No, the equipment, infrastructure, everything's the same.
Thank you.
So my question is, because I fly over that all the time, is it, I mean, it's a lot bigger than 9.7 acres there.
Well, the 9.7 acres is the creed.
Okay.
Conditional use. The sand pit is enormous.
Yeah. But that's not being used for anything to do with the concrete? Okay.
It's really a separate operation, but
understand.
I believe that was a non-conforming use. I think that was created before there was zoning in Sussex County, which was 1970, basically.
Any complaints with the neighbors that you know of? Or I know most of it's farmland around there.
Is the plant still 5 days a week? Okay. I'm assuming Monday through Friday.
Yeah, and they'll run, I think they'll run weekends if they have to. We try not to.
Okay, occasional weekends. So you've got 15 employees that work on site plus the 10 to 12 trucks leaving during every day.
So we've got 15 employees. Some of them are the mixer drivers, plant manager, yard man, and then on top of the 15 full-time at the plant. We've got aggregate deliveries, cement deliveries, equipment repairs, maintenance, stuff like that. But on any given day, you know, again, there's 10 yards of concrete in a mixer. You know, we do somewhere between 100 and 200 yards a day, depending on the day.
Okay. And there's no concrete crushing that happens here? Okay. I mean, you're not using any sand from the borough pit.
We're not.
Do you know if they're even in operation anymore?
Yeah, it's you know, it's sporadic when they're operating. At times it was very busy. Right now it's very minimal, but it hasn't been abandoned or stopped.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Last time I was here, there was a couple of individuals that showed up. I gave them all my information. We have not heard a word from them. Whole line. access to my cell phone.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
I recall from the prior findings that there, you have a DENREC air quality permit. Is that still in effect?
Everything, all permits are in place.
No violations of that that have...
Not to my knowledge, no.
And the trees and that barrier, do they provide a like a noise and a dust barrier from your neighbors?
They should, yeah. Yeah, and we haven't touched them. We'll mow the grass out front. The whole point was let them grow and get as big as they can. Shield as we can from south and then obviously the road frontage.
Is this centrally located on the site? It was, I seem to recall that it was, but is that still the case?
It is.
Is that my recollection right?
That picture there, nothing has changed. That plant, everything is permanent.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, it does.
Can I have a seat? Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12919 for South Star LP and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12919 for South Star LP. The requested special use exception pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. As part of this motion, I move that this approval be valid for a period of 5 years.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. So they voted 5-0. Your case is approved.